This is Bradley Charbonneau with a Repossible Podcast, episode 99. The answer could be no. Working on my next book called Ask. And it's a tough one because Ask is, I think, probably one of the hardest books in the series because it takes guts to ask and the answer might be no. And here's a real life example. I just asked my son, 16-year-old boy, if he I might have worded it differently, but I asked if he wanted to be on my podcast. I wanted to talk with him about asking, about ask. And I should have known better. Know your audience. But I wanted to know if he wanted to just talk a little bit about asking, about, because he even said, someone told him, hey, you don't ask for help much, you know, you don't vraag om hulp in Dutch. It's sort of ask for help, and he doesn't do it. And I can't blame him. I didn't do it. I think I only started doing it maybe 5 years ago, really asking for help. And it's not a sign of weakness. I think it's actually a sign of sort of intelligence that you're saying, hey, look, I could do this thing, but I would do better if I asked other people. And so I want to put that out there that the answer might be no. And in this case, it was. And I asked him many times, and I pleaded, and I begged, and I said, oh, come on, it'll be fun, and we can make it easy. It'll only be 5 minutes, whatever. And nope, he just really didn't want to. Then he's really getting frustrated. Then he really was annoyed, and, you know, hey, he's 16. He's a boy. He doesn't want to do it. And so I have to respect that the answer is no. So that's it. The answer could very well be no. And that's a risk you take by asking. And if you want to hide out and never ask the question because you're afraid of that no, well, go for it. I did it for a decade. And I can tell you, it doesn't help. It doesn't make it worse. Because what is no really saying? I mean, it's sort of like there is no fail. There's only learning. Okay, well, what did I learn? I learned that the answer might be no. I learned that he doesn't want to do it. I learned that he clearly has a problem with asking because he didn't want to talk about asking. And I even asked if he wanted help with his German homework, and he says he didn't want help with his German homework because he can do it himself, even though he didn't get a good grade in German. So he clearly needs help, but he doesn't dare ask. And I get it. I'm not blaming a 16-year-old boy, but I am blaming you, dear listener. Sorry. But why don't we ask? What's the deal? You know, what is the fear? And I think I've gotten over it, and it's sort of liberating. So there we go. There are reasons to ask and there are reasons to not ask, but there's usually more reasons to ask. So give it a go, dare to do it, get over your fears, and if the answer is no, oh well, move on, learn something. This is the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. Tune in next week for episode 100. I promise I'll do something more positive. The answer is no. Till then, bye-bye.